You're listening to Spokespeople.
Hey there, podcast listeners. This is Zoe.
And this is Becca.
And we're part of the team that hosts the Spokespeople storytelling events.
The story you're about to hear, told by Tatiana Yushikov, comes from our January 2013 show, Too Much Information.
It was at the Pickle Jar in San Francisco. It was awesome.
It was. And the story, Tatiana talks about her sister and her sister's plethora of pets in a tiny New York apartment.
It's insane.
It is a little insane. It's a little crazy. So we will let Tatiana tell that story.
Enjoy. Our next storyteller is Tatiana Yushikov. Tatiana is a recent transplant from New York City, if you couldn't tell, and is working on her first small step toward assimilation, purchasing a bike.
This story is about my sister. I have two half-sisters who grew up with my dad in Westchester in a rich, white, suburban, lovely place, and like all rich, white, suburban, lovely places, my sisters decided to intensely rebel against this, and the older, younger one rebelled hardcore, had a lot of trouble growing up. She's good now. She's great. She's a fantastic person, but I sort of had this very don't ask, don't tell thing about my dad's family. Like, I didn't want to know. I was like the mafia lawyer. Like, I didn't want to see anything. I didn't want to hear anything. I didn't want to, like, no, don't tell me anything. Like, I didn't want to know. And this has, like, continued. Like, I just don't want to know anything about what my sisters are doing. And so there's this one day, the youngest one was graduating high school, and I decided to bring two of my friends up to the high school graduation party because they wanted to meet my sisters because they had heard all these crazy stories. So they come up, and we are put in charge of making sure all the little underage high schoolers don't drink the alcohol. So the way that we do this is we drink all of the alcohol. All of it. And so we're really, really drunk, which is good. It would have been worse if we were sober. So my sister comes up to me at some point during the party, and she's like, I need to go back to my apartment to feed the dogs. She actually had dogs, but it was also code for, like, she wanted to go smoke. So my friends jump up and they're like, oh my God, we want to go smoke with your sister. We want to smoke with your sister. This is the most awesome thing ever. Also, we want to see the alligator. My sister had a pet alligator. At the time, I don't know when she got it. I don't know how she got it. I don't ask questions. I just know these things. I don't know how long she had it. Her parents, like, their timeline is very different from my sister's timeline of when she had the alligator, but she had a pet alligator. I'd never seen pictures of it. I knew that it existed because the other sister had seen it. But it was, my sister lied a lot about everything all the time. So it was touch and go whether anything was actually real. So we're going to go see the pet alligator. And there's this other kid, Matt, who, like, went to elementary school with my sister, and he really wants to see alligators. So we're all going to go see the alligator. And my friends are like, yes, we are seeing the alligator. And I took them aside and I was like, you guys, like, my sister is very overwhelming to me. Like, this is going to be a very overwhelming experience. You guys need to just prepare yourselves. And they were like, no, it's awesome. We're awesome. Everything's awesome. And I was like, you guys, like, stop jumping. Like, this is going to be overwhelming. You need to just, like, recognize this. And they were like, no. They wouldn't hear it. So we all pile in my sister's Escalade and we drive to the South Bronx, where her apartment is, and we walk in to this tiny little two-bedroom. She had a roommate. That's a whole other story. Tiny little two-bedroom apartment, and there are 5 pit bulls in this apartment. My sister fluctuates between how many animals she has at any given point in time, but at this time, there were 5 huge pit bulls in this apartment. And she's letting them all out, and they're jumping on each other, they're jumping on, like, us, they're jumping, and they're barking, and they're screaming, and, like, they're starving, because all animals are always starving, right? So I'm like, okay, I need to be, like, the calm person in this. I need to be, like, the rock, right? Because I'm really overwhelmed, and I'm really freaked out. Not because of the, like, my sister is, like, the animal whisperer, like, she loves animals, and I didn't think, the dogs are well-behaved, well-trained, adorable dogs, but 5 pit bulls in a small apartment is a lot of fucking pit bulls. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to be calm, and I, like, zen myself, and I turn to my friends. My friends have gotten a foot into the apartment and have not moved. They have not moved. They are stock still, and they, like, won't move. And I'm like, are you guys okay? And they're like, yeah, we're totally fine. It's okay. you know, and I'm like, come into the apartment. And they like, I have to like push them into the apartment. And I sit down on the couch because I'm trying to be like cool and collected. And the other thing is that all these dogs are there, and against the wall is this ginormous tank with this very large, for like a two bedroom in the South Bronx, alligator, right? I get like, so it exists. It's in a tank in my sister's apartment, and it's sitting in like what looks like a pool of blood. Like, it's water clearly, but the water is red. I mean, I don't know if that's from the feeding or what. It's like a horror fucking movie. Like, it's and it's running around, and it's like, you know, gnashing, and like, it's scary as fucking hell, right? So I understand why they're scared, but they're really, really scared. And it's kind of funny that they're that scared. Because they wanted this, right? They asked for it. So Matt, this kid Matt, who apparently this is totally normal to him, is like looking at the tank and checking out the alligator and totally cool. And my sister is like, oh, by the way, I need to feed the alligator. And Matt's like, I want to feed the alligator. I want to feed the alligator. And she's like, okay, here's how you feed the alligator. You go to the freezer and you take out a box of frozen baby chicks. Oh, yeah. And you pull one out and you take tongs and you like hold it under hot water so it thaws out. And then you walk the baby, the thawed out baby chick over to the tank and drop it in the alligator's mouth. Pretty simple, right? Except for the fact that there are 5 pit bulls in this fucking apartment. They are all over Matt. They are jumping on him. They are barking at him. They are all over. And he's actually, I can see him getting scared. He's getting scared. This is above his level of comfort. So he is standing as far back from the tank as he possibly can with this fucking chick. And the dogs have realized that the chick is going to the alligator and not them. And since everything in the fucking apartment is starving, it's like they're up on their hind legs and they are bashing into the tank. And I and everyone else in the apartment, I think, except for my sister, are like, oh my God, the tank's gonna break. There's gonna be like blood, water, and alligator and dogs all over this place, and we're gonna die. We're just gonna die. We don't die, clearly. And so this all happens. My sister feeds the dogs. My sister's like, I still have to walk them and do other things. Maybe your friends want to wait outside. So I ask them, and they're like, yeah, yeah. They're like, they were trying not to run out of the building. And of course, once we get out of the building, it's like hilarious and oh my God, best story ever. And we have pictures of the fucking alligator and all this shit. And, but that's why I don't want to walk into my sister's apartment, because you do not know what you're going to face. And I will say the alligator is gone. I have like confirmation on this. Apparently, what I was told is that she got a guy to drive the alligator down to Florida to a nature preserve. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if there's a guy. I don't even know how you find a guy like that. I don't ask questions. But hopefully the alligator is like living his like retired life in sunny Florida.
Thanks to Tatiana for sharing that story and to the pickle jar for providing the space.
Audio production for this podcast was by Ian Ratzer, with content management by Sarah Bars and photography by Chris Koster. Music for this podcast was by First You Get the Sugar.
If you like this story, join us for our monthly live show in the San Francisco Bay Area. Learn more by visiting spokespeople.org. That's spokespeople.org.
You can also find the other story that Tatiana has told with us on our website.
And in addition to that, you can find us on Facebook and or follow us on Twitter.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.